We're talking with Dana Colaware, the new downtown manager, or director, or let's just say she's the head of downtown Holland in not only marketing, but also in infrastructure as well. Similar role, I would think, Dana, to what you did for the last 7 years at Grand Haven, but is it to a certain extent a similar type of situation, or are there different challenges here that you're seeing as you just get your feet wet into the new waters here?
Well, it is a similar type of position, but it is different in many respects. The organizational structure is different, and as I make observations and start to learn what challenges and opportunities exist within downtown Holland, I'll be able to get a better handle on exactly all those differences. But certainly there are projects and things that are on the horizon and being discussed that that I am just learning about and that I see right away that are different than Grand Haven. So I'm looking forward to getting going.
The old pun about this line, size matters, goes with different things, and we won't go into that. But bigger city, to a certain extent, a little bit bigger city, is that a challenge, or is really not, because it really is not that great of a difference between population between Grand Haven and Holland, that may be not a big factor at all?
Well, certainly it does present some different things that you would look for or influences to the downtown. Obviously, with having a larger population and serving a greater population, having a larger downtown, it does change some of the dynamics and the things that are needed in terms of attention and focus. So it is something that does influence things, but I'm definitely ready for that opportunity, and I think that I'm well prepared for it.
I don't want to say on the first day, okay, when you're going to start looking for your new job. But to a certain extent, do you approach a situation such as this as I'm here for an X amount of time, accomplish this amount of things, and then move on? Or you say, hey, this might be the job I can stay for 20, 30, 40 years with?
You know, it's definitely a difficult question to answer. I definitely don't approach it as, I'm only going to be here this X amount of time. That's not my approach. I'm definitely somebody that invests so much in terms of my personality and my interest, and I care deeply for the projects and the work that I do. So this is no exception here, and certainly time will tell in terms of how long I'll be here. But I definitely I'm in it for the long haul. So hopefully I'll have a long, happy life here in downtown Holland.
Dana, some might say that the Lakeshore is an offshoot of Grand Rapids and is just an extension of Grand Rapids with its marketing. Certainly there are those in the Calder City would like to think it that way. And certainly some of their marketing would be of, well, you know, we got Holland and we got Grand Haven as part of the big Grand Rapids area. Is that a challenge to try to tell people, hey, we have our own distinctive identity and we're more than just wooden shoes and windmills?
Well, it's a challenge and an opportunity. I mean, so many things are. I always look at challenges as that. And there's certainly ways that we can coordinate and benefit by the things that they're doing. And certainly we obviously add to and contribute the things that they're doing. So I don't look at it as an us versus them sort of scenario, but we do need to have our own identity and focus on that. And I believe that we do have our own identity. And that continues to be nuanced and influenced by different things, and we'll continue to promote that and work toward that end. But definitely my goal is to highlight what downtown Holland has to offer and who we are. And if that benefits the region, then that's just wonderful. It's icing on the cake. But our focus is obviously trying to promote downtown Holland and the businesses that we have here.
Dana, one other question, and it's a little bit more beyond just Grand Rapids. As you make the transition from Grand Haven to Holland, one thing that will be over the heads of you and others in the state of Michigan who are trying to promote their own particular cities and regions is the fact that to those coming into Michigan, to those who have only a perception of Michigan from outside the state line, they're just going to say, uh-oh, there's Detroit. Michigan is blanketed under that same perception that it's Michigan under an emergency and not just Detroit. Is that a concern of yours that you're going to have to sell Holland as its own individual entity, or is it because the way that Holland works and the way that you're dealing with some of the entities that you might be dealing with downtown, that it's not that big of a deal about trying to distance yourself from Detroit?
Well, certainly it's important because from a national standpoint, that, as you touched on, Detroit does get focused upon and people tend to link Michigan with Detroit. However, I think that the different campaigns that have been going on within West Michigan by individual communities and also regionally and then with the Peer Michigan campaign, I do believe that's been very impactful to those within our own state and those outside of the state as well in terms of the image of Michigan and of our own communities. And certainly Holland is no exception and will be working very hard to continue to promote downtown Holland, both to the state, our own citizens, to come and support the efforts and the promotions that are going on, but also trying to spread that message that downtown Holland is vibrant, is exciting, that people want to be here. We've got full storefronts and a lot going on, and it's not Detroit. That certainly will continue to promote. But I think that will be evident in the promotions and the things that are going on within downtown Holland. So our message isn't going to be, we're not Detroit. It's more, this is Holland, and this is what we are, and I think that will sell itself.
And Nicole Aware, I got two more questions to ask you. First of all, I know that as we are doing this interview on your first official day on the job, although you've had a little bit of time in terms of surveying the situation before you got your feet into it, how long do you see you will need to get a feeling out process before you can really dive into things head on? Or can you hit the ground running with this job from day one forward?
Well, I think it's a combination of the two, not to sound in the middle, but I think some things will take some time to learn and to get acclimated to, and others that can jump right into and plan to do that, and certainly trying to, most importantly, get out and meet the businesses and, you know, let them have an opportunity to share what they like, and definitely some different feedback for us to consider as we move forward with programming and the different projects that we take on as an organization. So there's certain things that I can definitely get started on right away, and other things that will happen in time, and not entirely sure exactly how long that'll take, but you know, I will definitely be jumping into meetings and meeting with different individuals and to help fill in all those gaps and that background, and I think I'll be able to catch up to speed pretty quickly.
One final thing, Dana. As you begin this new challenge in your career, what will be the biggest challenge facing downtown Holland as you begin as the new downtown director? What thing or things need to be addressed first? What priorities will there be on your desk in the inbox to try to attack first?
Well, I think that a few things. One is trying to make sure that moving forward, what does that next level of downtown Holland look like? Obviously, there's been tremendous success in downtown Holland, and how do we maintain that, and how do we move further forward from that and move ahead? So that's one thing, and then the other, of course, is trying to make sure that we're keeping on the fine details on the little things that set a community apart, such as the streetscaping and the parking and all those different elements that are so important that you might not initially highlight or focus on, but they do make a huge difference. So trying to focus on those different things are going to be really key moving forward so that we figure out what's the next evolution in downtown Holland and what does that look like. So this is a new chapter and trying to identify how we move forward in a very successful manner in keeping with what has already been a very successful downtown in Holland.